3. Managing information, people, action. A model of managing. We begin this discussion of what managers actually do with the gurus of management, most of whom have seen this job in its component parts, not as an integrated whole. This chapter proposes a model of managing that positions the parts within the whole by depicting managing as taking place on three planes: through information, with people, and for action. A final section describes the well-rounded job of managing. Managing one role at a time. If you wish to become one of those gurus of management, focus on one aspect of the job to the exclusion of all the others. Henri Fayol saw managing as controlling, while Tom Peters has seen it as doing. Peters says, "Don't think, do," is the phrase I favor. On Wall Street, of course, managers do deals. Michael Porter instead equated managing with thinking, specifically analyzing. "I favor a set of analytical techniques for developing strategy," he wrote in The Economist. Others, such as Warren Bennis, have built their reputations among managers by describing their work as leading, while Herbert Simon built his among academics by describing it as decision-making. The Harvard Business Review concurred, for years pronouncing on its cover, "The magazine of decision-makers." Each of them is wrong because all of them are right. Managing is not one of these things, but all of them. It is controlling and doing and dealing and thinking and leading and deciding and more, not added up, but blended together. Take away any one of these, and you do not have the full job of managing.